when you don't understand who you are in God and you bought the lies, Satan fills you up with all unrighteousness. There is fruit of fornication, iniquity, doing what your parents did, doing the family sins, covetousness, wanting stuff. I want that stuff. I want that. I want what they have. I want what they have. Malice, saying things just to hurt somebody, purposely trying to ruin somebody's reputation, being full of envy. Wish you were them. Wish you had that. Wish you were your sister. Wish you had what they had. Wish they had this. Just constantly looking at what you wish you had. Full of bitterness. God, and then murder. Quarrels. Constantly fighting back and forth, back and forth. Deceit. Deceiving people, lying, twisting things, living in deception, trying to fool people. Evil habits, smoking, drinking, cussing, becoming whisperers, whispering about this, releasing demonic power through whispering about people and whispering about things and talking about things. Slanderers, purposely hurting somebody's reputation. God haters, really hating God. People who really start to hate God. Insolent, which is proud, think you know it all, proud there too. Insolence, like stubborn, I'm not changing, I'm right. Braggarts, devisers of evil things. We've got teaching on all of this back there. Disobedient to parents. Jesus said there's none good, none but him, none but God. There's those who have a good God living in them to help change them and heal them and set them free. It says they're going to have no discernment. They're going to break covenants. They'll have no natural affection. They'll be unforgiving, unmerciful. And knowing the righteous order of God, that those practicing these things, not only are they worthy of death, but even the ones approving and practicing them are worthy of death. That's why, I'm just saying, that's why how you vote, that's why how you spend your money, that's why what you watch for entertainment, it all is releasing things in the spirit realm. And you want to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. You don't want to live self-righteously and trying to follow every rule. You want to be sensitive. And Holy Spirit, show me when to turn the TV channel. Holy Spirit, show me who to vote for. Holy Spirit, no opinion. No trying to take care of self. Trust in God with it all. And then he will, because he's Lord, because he wants us to be led by him. We want to break the power tonight. We want to break the power tonight of being led by anything but the Holy Spirit. We want to receive complete forgiveness tonight from anything on that list, okay? From anything on that list. If the Holy Spirit, maybe you've repented before, but tonight there's just an anointing to go a little deeper. There's just an anointing to see it a little clearer. There's just a freedom now to not have your own false strength to try to handle things that God's is like, that false strength really kept a lot of this down, you know? And I was like bringing it up saying, this is the package of garbage that you bought into because of iniquity in your family line, because of living unrighteously, and all of it, put Jesus on the cross. I want you, just close your eyes a second.